This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Allergy Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are visiting once again with Dr. Ed Neuzel, board-certified ARNP and PhD, who has owned his own allergy, sinus, and asthma practice in Central Florida for more than 11 years. He has also developed an herbal enhanced nasal cleansing spray, Dr. Neuzel's Irrigator, that provides relief for dry, irritated nasal passages at www.irrigatornasalspray.com. The nasal spray is now available in nearly 200 pharmacy natural product stores and e-tailers in the United States. Dr. Neuzel, welcome back to eHealth Radio.
Well, thank you, Eric. I'm really glad that you asked me back today.
Well, I am too. It's that time of year that we need to get more information about fall allergy. So picking up at that point, many people are suffering from fall allergies now and attribute it to the ragweed pollen. But you are joining us today with a warning about another typical fall irritant. Let's hear about that.
Well, absolutely. You know, when we go ahead and have our change of seasons, you know, typically the spring we're looking at trees, the summer we're looking at the grasses, then the fall we're looking at weeds. But what we have a tendency to overshadow is the fact that mold allergies can be just as detrimental to those people who have developed to them and cause similar symptoms, nasal congestion, breathing problems, and even can go ahead and cause rashes. And so this is something that we've kind of overlooked and doesn't get addressed very often. I've had quite a few patients lately come in, and actually it was their mold allergies that they were suffering from.
Well, in some ways, mold can be more problematic than other pollen. Why should listeners be concerned?
Well, mold is one of those what they call perennial allergens. It is something that's present from January 1st to December 31st. And when we get in towards the fall season, you know, we've gone through the summer rains, wet, things wet, then we're getting the leaves that are coming down. We're going out and working in the yard, and we don't realize that in the yard there's multiple mold exposures, and the more that we go ahead and stir up the mold by raking the leaves and cleaning up around the yard, the more exposure that we have. And I've actually had several patients this year come in with significant rashes that they couldn't explain. They did have allergies in the past, but they didn't know why they had this rash all over their bodies, and it turned out to be this mold exposure as they were picking up the leaves and shoving them in the garbage can. And that's outdoors. See, outdoors. Indoors, we have another mold exposure, and this can be anywhere there's damp areas, in basements, laundry rooms, kitchens, bathrooms. These are exposures that we have indoors and outdoors year-round, and therefore mold can be a significant allergen trigger.
What do you recommend that people do to avoid allergic triggers from mold spores? For those of us who prefer a natural approach to getting relief, what can we do to alleviate the symptoms of allergies?
Well, just like we do with the rest of the allergens, we try to limit the exposure as much as possible. And so when we are outdoors and say we do work in the yard, for those people that have already recognized the fact that they do have mold allergens, wearing some type of a mask or some type of eye protection, avoiding the direct skin contact, you know, with the soil, the leaves, the mulch, and so forth. And so they can actually help with those outdoor exposures. Well, indoors, keeping those indoors and doors closed, especially during the times when the pollen levels are high. And there's several sites out there that people can go to, put in their zip code, and it'll give them actually in their email every day the pollen exposures. And so in that way, avoiding bringing outdoor exposure inside. And then when we're inside, keeping the areas where we do have more mold built up, the things keeping the molds down in the basements, keeping the molds down in the laundry room, the kitchen, can help. One of the things that we can look for in the homes is you've heard of the mold being in the drywall and so forth. And so if it's suspected that a house does have mold, then actually they can get their house tested for this. Make sure they fix any plumbing leaks, that the crawl spaces, because especially in the wintertime, we shut the windows, turn on the heat. Well, that air comes from other crawl spaces, and if there's mold there, that can also trigger symptoms. Being so that mold is actually spread by spores, little fine spores that travel in the air, whether it's outside or inside. This gets into our nasal passages. It actually gets into our eyes, into our respiratory system, and that's how it actually will, the symptoms of nasal congestion, sneezing, itchy eyes, watery eyes, and even trigger asthma-type symptoms. And so by reducing that exposure, we can actually reduce our triggers and our symptoms. One of the ways, of course, that I try to have people do is, because we do inhale these spores, is keeping the nasal passage clear is very important. And because I had patients having difficulty with actually flushing their nose, I came up with a nasal rinsing spray that they could use that's effective, easy to use, it's not messy, and it's got a high effective rate of not only cleaning out the nose, but actually helping to leave it very fresh and moisturized. Because some of these other systems that you have, we use a lot of saline, it can actually dry the nasal tissue out to where you can actually start getting some bleeding. And so we didn't want that to happen. Because it is a spray, it's well tolerated, and we actually have the parent-tested, parent-approved seal of approval this year, and we are approved down to the age of 4 with the FDA, and some of our best testimonials come from the 5-year-olds.
Today we are joined by Dr. Ed Neuzel, the developer of an herbal enhanced nasal cleansing spray, Dr. Neuzel's Irrigator, that provides relief for dry, irritated nasal passages. The nasal spray is now available in nearly 200 pharmacy, natural product stores, and e-tailers in the United States. He's joined us here again on eHealth Radio's Allergy Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. The holidays and cold weather will be here for many of us before we know it. It's coming quickly. Are there potential sinus irritants that we should be on the lookout for during this time of year?
Well, actually, in cold weather, we have a tendency to close the windows and the doors, keep the heat on in the house, and we have a lot of recycled hair. So some of the things that will happen is we start bringing our plants indoors because we want to protect them. But when we're bringing our plants indoors, we're actually bringing in the outdoor allergen triggers, and especially mold. And now just the plant indoors may not be as much of a problem as when you start to disturb the soil. That's when we're going to go ahead and release a lot of these mold spores. But, again, this is one of the things that we don't look at. We'll actually bring the plants in the house with us or into a porch, and then we'll cohabitate with this, and we're actually exposing ourselves to a significant amount of allergen.
At what point should you consider seeing a medical practitioner to help with allergic symptoms, and what questions should one ask the provider?
Well, when you start to have recurrent symptoms that aren't effectively controlled with the over-the-counter medications, and there are quite a few over-the-counter medications that are available to individuals, but when these are no longer effective and the symptoms that they start to go ahead and interfere with your quality of life, then this is the time to see a medical professional. Allergic rhinitis is actually something that's shared by over 50 million Americans in this country. Up to 40% of the children suffer from allergic rhinitis, 30% of the adults. This actually has an economic impact on our social structure of over $7 billion a year. It's one of the leading causes of people calling in sick to work, with about 3.5 million people calling in sick each year, and about 2 million kids calling in sick and not being able to attend school. It's kind of, I guess it'd be difficult for somebody that doesn't have allergy to imagine, but if you can just imagine your whole head plugged up, your nose is stuffy, your eyes itch, they burn, and then trying to have somebody teach you new math, that would be really difficult to do. So when we start to have these symptoms that aren't controlled, then we need to see a medical provider. When we see a medical provider, the key isn't so much the questions you ask them, it's the information you can give them. The more detailed history of what's going on, exposures, your symptoms, how you feel, what makes you feel better, what makes you feel worse, these are the kind of things that you're going to be able to tell that medical provider that's going to better be able to diagnose your symptoms and actually determine whether you should be seen by an allergist, and by the allergist possibly having allergy testing done. In addition to the more natural things we do, there are things called immunotherapy, or what people know as the allergy shots, that if appropriate can be used. But going back to avoidance, The key is if you can avoid the trigger, if you can reduce your exposure, you can significantly impact the symptoms.
Tell our listeners where they can get more information and also to be in contact with you and be able to purchase the Dr. Nuzzle's Irrigator online.
They can go to our website. Again, like you said, it's www.irrigatornasalspray.com, and there's a list of retailers along with e-tailers where they can go ahead and get Dr. Nuzzle's irrigator. There's also information there that they can connect to other sites and get more information in regards to allergies themselves.
You can't beat that, an informational source and a solution. We've been talking with Dr. Ed Nuzzle, the developer of an herbal enhanced nasal cleansing spray, Dr. Nuzzle's irrigator that provides relief for dry, irritated nasal passages. The nasal spray is now available in nearly 200 pharmacy natural product stores and e-tailers in the United States, and the website of reference and your solution, irrigatornasalspray.com. Dr. Nuzzle, thanks so much for joining us again here on eHealth Radio.
Well, thank you very much, Eric, and I hope I was able to help out some of the listeners there in better understanding some of the allergens, especially the problem that we have with mold, because it has been so underscored, and a lot of people don't really realize the impact that it can have.
I'm sure it's been helpful, no question about it, and this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Allergy Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.